Smita?
Oh, Dr. Vina, where it is?
Yes, hi, how are you?
Good. I thought you couldn't talk.
Well, I had it on my schedule, and I'm a little bit late, but I thought at least a brief call is better than no call.
Yes, absolutely. Well, what the nurses told me is because I'm in Florida, because of licensing issues or something, that you might not be able to. So we rescheduled the appointment for next Thursday at 2 o'clock.
You know what? Since we have each other on the phone, and
Okay.
we'll just assume you are already home this week.
Okay. All right. I have no trouble if you don't.
Yeah. It sounds great. So you were on vacation in Florida?
Yes, I came to Fort Lauderdale for a vacation.
Is this where you've bought? I seem to remember you bought some
Oh
property.
yeah, no, that's still in Minneapolis. Yeah.
Okay. And how long have you been out there?
Well, since Saturday of last week, returning this Saturday.
Oh, nice. So tell me a little bit how things are going.
Things are going well. I met with a neurologist. The neurologist reduced the gabapentin from 3 gabapentins to 2 gabapentins.
Oh,
And she
great.
asked me to meet with her again in 6 months. And yeah, other than that, she made no changes too. She said that everything I was doing was right in terms of, keeping myself very engaged in other things. It's called the reversal of the behavioral mode that Tourette's puts you in. And she said, you certainly were ahead of the curve and very proactive and kind of doing whatever you did. Had I met you when it all began, I would have sent you to a psychologist to work on reversing the behavioral mode that Tourette's throws you in. There's no other way to do it. But that's kind of what you wound up doing on your own anyway. So, yeah, so she just reduced the gabapentin from 3 to 2. I did talk to her about the gastrointestinal issues and the amount of weight gain I was, the weight gain I was experiencing post-hysterectomy and the gastrointestinal issues. She did say that gabapentin could contribute to weight gain, and given how well I was doing with all the reversal of the behavioral mode that Tourette's throws you into, and how engaged I was in inhibiting that circuitry that the brain throws you into, she said it's best to reduce the gabapentin, give it some support so that your weight gain can be moderated, hopefully some.
Excellent.
Yep.
Excellent.
So yeah, that's about it. I mean, other than that, yeah.
Excellent, excellent. And so how are you feeling? Let me just make sure I got correct. Let me see, maybe it's in the med list here. What's your total dose right now of the gabapentin?
It's the 800 milligram, except instead of taking 3, I'm taking 2.
Got it. Okay.
The
Got it.
clonidine stays the same. The lorazepam stays the same. So nothing has changed there. I am not taking fluoxetine because the stimulus of the vaginal hole sexual stimulation seemed to have been managed with the tibial nerve stimulation that I was doing. And it seems to be a lot better over these last, I want to say, 4 months. So I didn't want to rock the boat. So I backed off the fluoxetine and I wanted to see if I could just manage it with tibial nerve stimulation as needed. And that seems to be working just fine too. I still, at night, if it gets bad, I'll use a heating pad or I'll use a tampon to help inhibit it, but I have not needed the fluoxetine support.
Great. So have you stopped that?
I have.
Okay.
So it's on an as-needed basis, since the whole purpose behind fluoxetine was to, because of your thoughts of that the women on fluoxetine never even felt the need, so it was to kill that. So I've, given how much progress I made with the tibial nerve stimulation, I didn't want to just keep taking it. So.
Sure. So when you stopped the Prozac, basically things continued to be great.
Right. Things continue to stay as much, as managed as it could be with the tibial nerve stimulation. So there was no difference.
And when do you take it, PRN? Because usually Prozac doesn't really work, PRN.
What is PRN?
You said as needed.
Oh, well, I don't. I haven't taken the fluoxetine in weeks.
Okay, okay. Then I'm going to just make a note of that. So we'll just say that you stopped it then.
Okay, well, yeah, we can totally do that because fluoxetine wasn't doing me any good. It really wasn't doing me any neither any good nor any harm. If anything helped me, the tibial nerve stimulation did.
Sure. Okay. I'll just make a note of that. Well, it sounds like things are pretty splendiferous. What? Tell me a little bit about work.
Work is just fine. I work 22.5 hours a week. I go in, I'm there about 7:15-ish. I leave at about 12:15. To about 22.5 to 25 hours a week. And then I go home, I take a little break, I study for my law school admissions test. I mean, I don't know where things will land with that, but given that I've invested as much energy into it, I want to make sure I see it through, which I will this September, October. And then, you know, in the evenings are my usual, swimming and dancing and singing, biking. So, yeah. I see my girls every other weekend.
Are they resolved? Are they still popping up from time to time?
Well, the episodes?
Yeah.
Well, I certainly have them in the morning like I always do after a shower. Nothing there has changed. During the day, it never pops up at work. It never pops up on the bus, never pops up at any of my activities. When I'm at home, even while I'm studying, it rarely pops up. But time to time, here and there, during the day when I'm at home, very, very intermittent. More so regular in the mornings after a shower.
Did the neurologist have any ideas about why it would be in the morning, you know, and after a shower?
No, she did not. She just said there's really not much to be said there, but given the fact that you've been able to manage it as much as you have, that in itself, because coprolalia is, I mean, that's just it. They're vocal tics. They're supposed to happen anytime. There's really no telling when it can happen. In your case, yeah, I mean, the pattern's off, but it seems to be very well managed.
Okay. Yeah, no, I agree with that. That's for sure. Good. And how are things going with your visitation with your daughters?
With my daughters, I mean, you know, the courts didn't accept any letter from you saying that no supervised setting was necessary. The courts needed to be able to talk to you face to face. So in the light of that, it continues to stay supervised. I see them every other weekend for 4 hours. And you know, I mean, if they are put on the witness stand, if I ask for a non-supervised setting, they will, given the fact that they are 16, the court will ask for the opinion. They don't want to necessarily create any turbulent waters between them and their father because they have to live in that home till they're 18. So they don't necessarily want to ask for anything unsupervised. So besides that, everything's going fine. So I've talked to them about it, but they said they don't want to rock the boat with their father. And then in the absence of you not being in court, even if you are in court now that they are 16, the court might give more weight to what they have to say as opposed to you. I mean, but of course your testimony will carry weight, but I don't know that I ever heard from you as to what legal would allow you to do and not do. They certainly won't take a letter. They need you face to face. So
Well, it sounds like things are in a reasonably good place, and that you are maintaining sort of nice open communication with them.
Most certainly. So I mean, it continues to be that there are no answers for the atypical pattern, but it's best managed as it possibly can be.
Right. Well, I think that's pretty clear. So I'm wondering, since things are so well here and that essentially your neurologist, you know, is happy with the process, whether we should not transfer your care to your neurologist now.
Well, that would be a good approach. I think I would want to confirm that with the neurologist to see that if she needs mm-hmm. your support or not. If not, I wouldn't want to be, you know, left stranded on an island. I mean, you and I were going to meet once in 6 months, but I mm-hmm. can certainly tap into my neurologist to see if it's possible to simply transfer care to her and just have her be and just yep. contact you if needed.
I think that would be a good idea because
I think so too.
Yeah, because since the you know, the diagnosis is now this atypical Tourette syndrome, that's not really my area of specialty.
Right.
And it sounds like she's got some good ideas about how to work with you around the meds and so on. We really should be letting her just take over.
Absolutely. Yeah, I can certainly tap into her and find out. She did, though, however, in her notes when I first met her, she did, for whatever reason, was able to glean delusional disorder and schizophrenia from my medical records with you. And I was able to point her to the letters that you had written and said that that was not your diagnosis and that that should not be on her records.
Uh-huh.
So, and she promised to correct it. So uh-huh. I'm not quite sure where she's getting it, because when I look at my summary chart in Fairview, you know, through my chart, it only says atypical Tourette's. It does not say uh-huh. delusional. It does not speak anything else, unless she is able to have access to your notes, which uh-huh. surprises me, because those notes are old. So it surprises me that she's able to get that kind of in-depth information.
Yeah, I don't know what the answer is to that. But it's sort of neither here nor there, since you've got sort of a good working relationship with her now. And
I've had only one appointment with her, so it's not about neither here nor there. What concerns me is that if she continues to have access to those kind of in-depth notes, that she'll push me back into the psychiatric bucket.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like maybe you should just ask her about that, just have a dialogue.
Absolutely. I absolutely will. Absolutely will.
Okay. And then you can just let us know.
Absolutely. Without a doubt.
Okay. Sounds good. I think this is a good plan.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Vita Grada.
All right. Thank you. You keep us posted and enjoy the rest of your time in Florida.
I will. You have a wonderful time as well. Bye-bye.
Yeah, take care. Bye-bye.